Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
This is going to sound awful, but I thank God that the tattoos or unprofessional crowds are retiring or dying off one.
9. If you're only as old as you feel, well, nobody tell my mom I'm driving after dark.
Paige. I've never been a nice girl, but I'm a kind woman.
Fat Boy. Word of advice, if I'm rolling up on your house at 3:30 in the morning on a Tuesday, it's probably trash day and I'm filling up your can.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
So yesterday, there was an email that we read. I threw it away. You always hear me wad them up and throw them away. But the email was basically saying, you know, I'm being anonymous with this longtime P1. Hearing you, Matt, talk about your new puppy and you know, all the cuteness and all that made me wonder something. Am I morally wrong for calling my dog slurs? Mm-hmm. This was what the anonymous P1 was asking.
Mm-hmm.
And we toyed around with the idea and talked about it or whatever. And we came to terms with that the word slur means anything mean you'd say to anybody.
Yes.
When you hear that word, it automatically goes to one or two situations. But really, it means, like, if I called Fat Boy stupid butt, that's a slur.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah. It's a pretty strong one, too.
So this was, I got an email back from the guy. Because I need a clarification on what the slur was before I could okay it, right? I mean, you agree.
You do. You have to, yeah, you have to know what it is.
Hey, Matt Man, thanks for reading my email. That was hilarious. By the way, since you asked, remember I have to use initials, okay? By the way, since you asked, I call my dog SLs. And have.
Okay, great.
Since she was a pup. Look at these two trying to figure it out.
Okay.
L's.
Yeah, come on. I've heard you say it.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you just said the last word.
Actually, it's somebody's nickname.
So I was thinking the second word was bad, too. I'm like, what's bad with an L?
Oh, boy.
That's a nickname Fat Boy gave somebody.
Is it?
Yes, it really is.
Yeah. Still see that person.
I call my dog up. SLs and have since she was a pup.
Oh, it's a girl.
Oh, my gosh.
But I think it's hilarious, Matt Man, that you call your dog BF. You guys are great. P1 Anon in Due West, South Carolina.
You said it stands for Bear's Friend, but I don't think it does.
That's Rusty. So Rusty is our 6-year-old dachshund, weenie dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's Rusty. And then Bear's the new one. He's 10 weeks old now. He's a golden doodle puppy. Big ball of fluff. Sweetest thing ever. And I sweet talk him out. Throw grammar out the window.
I'll be honest with you.
Does Hems got to go outside? Did Hems got to go zoo?
Rusty kind of sucks now compared to that dog. Like, I don't care.
Poor Rusty. He's been outsourced.
What if he's listening right now?
He's a big P1. Rusty is. Rusty, this makes me realize how good life was with Rusty. Truthfully. Rusty, you open the door, he runs out, dumps, runs back in. Now with Bear, you got to put him on the leash. And you got to keep him away from leaves. He wants to chew on everything.
Yeah, teach him.
I have to always wear pants when I take him out.
Yeah, you do.
Always. It makes you appreciate that. I love Rusty. But Rusty, I've always called affectionately when, not in an angry tone, but I would affectionately, as a term of endearment, call him BF-er.
But best friender.
It's not best friender.
Oh, okay.
It's not something I can say on the radio because of the powers that be.
And
plus,
goodness.
I'd be Adam Avery's will if I did. But
yeah,
she don't call him that too.
No. And so we had the conversation of like nicknames that you call your dog or cat or whatever. That they're nicknames. They're terms of endearment. And I got several, not many, but several people were saying, but you don't understand dog psychology. They understand that you're calling them a bad boy. I'm like, they don't. They don't understand when no. I call Rusty BF-er. He doesn't know that. Rusty is just the thing that he hears when he has eye contact with me. Like, I'm looking at him saying, hello, Rusty. Hi, Rusty. Rusty, you need to go. It's the eye contact. It's not necessarily the word.
It's the tone more than anything.
I never say but. I never say ass. I never say any other words for the keister in any kind of way. But when I call him and I say, do you need to go outside, BF-er? I don't say it in an angry tone. Even when he accidentally does anything, I say it with probably the same tone. Because I know that when Rusty, you raise your voice, he pees everywhere. He's got a very, very timid shy.
He's got some anxiety going.
Got something going on.
Yeah. I call my dog a butt dog a lot. That's because if you're sitting on the couch, she'll back that thing up and want you to scratch her right above the tail.
Butt dog?
Oh, it's yeah. Silly spot.
She's a butt dog, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
She loves butt hugs. Yep, she does. She loves butt hugs.
I've never heard that combo before. Butt hugs.
She loves butt hugs. Yeah, that's her favorite. She'll back right up to you, just wanting you to get the thighs and right above the tail.
So if I go in there and scream at Rusty, he'll start spraying everywhere?
Yeah.
The
first time Nine met him, Nine just leaned down to kind of, you know, pat him on the back or whatever, and Rusty just peed everywhere.
Well, that's because something was staring him in the face.
All around the place.
Just, he kept going. We call it his swivel stick because it's never straight. It's like, remember them things you'd play with when you were a kid where was that a gyroscope where it'd make the spirograph?
Oh, yeah.
That's what his pee attraction looks like. I don't feel bad, and I read your text messages. It's a term of endearment. It's like girls when your BFF or one of your girlfriends walks in, you say, "What's up, ho?" It's that kind of thing. It's kind of like the whole thing in the. There's a text message. I call my dog P flat. Yeah. So it's a sweet thing. And I don't for a minute believe that Nine's never, ever, ever called Inga a slur or a bad word or anything like that.
He's too busy giving her butt hugs.
Give her butt hugs. She's butt dog.
Look it up. People keep tweeting me now asking me what SLs mean. I mean, come on. Use your imagination. I can't say anything further than that.
The world.
Now, you think I have, but you don't believe Paige has with her dogs? Why does she get to be the angel here?
Because she just is. I hear you road raged before and getting all mad at Fat Boy and me.
Yeah.
Paige, even when she's mad, she's just like, oh, gosh darn it.
Poo.
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 Oh, poo.
What
do you not? See, here's the thing with Paige. I can't remember how many she's got. You got three dogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing that I do call my cat SK.
You have three dogs or two?
I have two dogs.
Okay.
You just agreed to three.
You just said you had three.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost my mind for a minute. No, I caught, well, three including the cat, but that's not a dog.
Oh. Three dogs including
three
the
cats.
Cat.
Okay. Three cats.
Three dogs including the cat.
That's okay.
So does that mean two dogs plus one cat equal three dogs?
Okay. Anyways.
Simple math.
So I call the cat is bad sometimes, and she makes me mad, so I do call her SK. But,
It's spelled with a C, Paige. Okay. Well, I don't know what you... I gotta figure out.
This is a backwards K. Oh, my God.
Oh. I can't... Like, what you would call, like, Nine when he's wearing his Doc Martens, is that what you would... Blank kickers?
No. No.
What's a... And this is a fun game.
Yeah,
I got the S.
It rhymes with kitty.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And it starts with a K?
SK.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Am I?
Yeah, I'm lost.
But the other word rhymes with kitty. Yeah.
But that'd be ST.
No. You're not.
Write it down. Yeah, for God's sake. This is why I'm confusing myself.
But when evil. When Eva's bad, I call her evil because she gets.
Eva.
Because she gets like she's biting everybody, and I call her evil.
Okay.
People give me
that.
So it doesn't rhyme.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I said
so
I had the
find.
First word. I just didn't have the K. Okay.
You said it. Okay. What'd you say? Rhymes or starts
with? Yeah, you said rhymes with.
I don't want to give it away because then I'll be in trouble.
It starts with K and rhymes with kitty. And I'm like, is it kitty?
That's somebody guessed it.
Oh, man.
Somebody called their dog Blank Nugget.
And Blank Head.
I want to go and start calling these animals these names and see who comes.
But Whiskey's perfect. He never does anything wrong.
Never, ever.
No.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Inga. Worst thing she does is pull the couch cushions off the couch and try to hump them, which is just funny to watch. It'll make me mad. She never makes me mad, ever. So I never.
I don't say mine with madness.
But like, she's so good.
Anger.
It'd be like cussing out Paige.
Please.
If she tried to hump the cushions?
Oh, yeah. Funny. I'd watch that thing.
If Paige was trying to hump the cushions, what would you call Paige? SK.
I can't believe this many people do this to their dog.
That's a good text. Pages is the best. SK. I'm going to change my dog's name to SK, too.
Yeah, you probably have some nicknames for a cat just because cats have that demeanor about them. You know? They have that demeanor about them where they're begging for it.
They're not of this world, cats.
My cat attacks people. So she earned the name.
But with your cat, though, she never just, like, chills with you, right?
She does.
She does?
Yeah. But everyone if you pet her too long, she'll attack you.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't really call my names. I'll talk junk to her. If I'm laying on the couch, which happens a good bit, and I catch her walking by, I'll grab her by the collar and say, "Who you blanking with?" And she'll start growling. And she'll try to bite my nose.
But realize when I say I'm calling Rusty, the bad word or whatever, I'm not saying it with anger. I'm saying it, again, as a term of endearment. That's my aloha, is when I call you BF-er.
Really? God, you know what?
Well, say it to your mama and see how it goes.
That's not nice.
Lord.
If people texting in talk to other people like that, they would be dead.
Like, well, don't say it then.
Well, not even stuff. They're like names they call their dog, but like how they talk to them and the stuff they say.
Oh, yeah.
You said the stuff to another person, you'd be really hurt.
Yeah, that's a good rule of thumb to go by probably in life.
God. But, I mean, is it really? Is there, because I love psychology. But again, when you speak to any animal, it's tone.
It is.
That's why dogs don't text, Paige. It's because they can't understand the emotion behind the words.
They have fingers.
No. The lack of thumbs also.
Plus the screen protectors be all stretched.
I don't know if you should have a dog, Detroit Polo.
Oh, God. Bless America.
That's great.
Y'all are wild. Y'all are wild. And now being forwarded Amazon books on dog psychology. I don't need them. I realize that. First of all, I don't grab my animal by the collar, fat boy.
Well, it's just like a little hook. You know, I'm not like choking her.
Don't hurt her.
She'll start growling. And I'll work and punch his socker in the nose a couple times.
You can't do that to Rusty either.
Yeah, you do it to Inga. I wrestle her.
I do the wrestling moves on Rusty. He'll pee everywhere again.
Give him anxiety for that.
It's just, it's fun. That's what I do with my friends at work. Why can't I do it with my friend at home?
Because he weighs like 4 pounds.
Well, he's a bull. He's like 15, 20 now.
Inga's like 90 pounds of loving dog, so you can wrestle her. So you throw like a wrestling punch at her. Oh, play? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Wardrobe malfunction, that came from Janet Jackson in Super Bowl, right? Like, that wasn't a thing before then, was it?
I mean, that's what popularized wardrobe malfunction, yeah.
Yeah. Like, prior to that, there were, I mean, people, I can't tell you how many britches I split the crotch out of.
No, dude. Field day was the worst for me.
Oh, always, right?
Yeah.
So, I had a wardrobe malfunction yesterday. And I ain't going to say the name of the grocery store that it happened at.
Oh, come on.
But I talk about it a whole lot, if you listen to the show.
It ain't privates.
Mm-mm.
Side cleavage?
No.
Oh.
Where's that grocery store?
Oh. I want to go there.
No, when you're falling out of your bathing suit. It happens all the time.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
No. So. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me think of how to word this. I know the series of events that happened. I'm trying to think how to word it without to try to tell a good story. But so I go to the grocery store. And I was waiting for some, this is a giveaway. I was waiting for some prescriptions to be filled as well.
Okay.
Okay. And as I was waiting on that, I went over and looked and see if they had her beer, and they did.
I know what you're talking about.
Uh-oh.
So,
what's up, Laura Lynn?
So I decided that I would go and use the bathroom while I was there. And I did. But this is on me, and this is not, if you read through between the lines, this is not on the store at all. But I go to the bathroom, and Paige, I'm already reading your mind. Look into my eyes. It was a number one. It was a number one. Yeah, I read your mind.
Oh, my gosh.
But the urinals were taken. Urinals taken.
Okay.
So I went to the regular stall. So, Paige, this is when you will be excluded from the conversation because you can't identify this.
I don't know. I've never used a urinal.
So, when I go to a urinal, this is how I urinate. I take off my belt like so, undo my pants, and then with both my hands pull it out, and then I go to the bathroom. But when I go,
that's mainly because of compression shorts, right?
Compression
shorts.
I got
you don't have a flap or nothing.
Down by my knee.
No trap door.
Okay.
But when I go to, and this is weird, but when I go to a toilet, a regular stall to go number one, and this is me, I'm weird. I take my pants down, and then, like, down to about mid-thighs, you can see.
Yeah.
Wearing Punisher drawers. And then I go in, and then... But here's what happened.
You actually almost did.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Okay. Now, look.
You don't wet your pants. That's nice to know.
This is where I need you to be the eyes and ears of the P1s, Jimmy.
Okay.
Please don't tinkle on
I'm literally standing here with my pants down.
Yes, you are.
When I take the pants down to do this, you see what happens here?
Yeah.
What happens?
They fall further down, like, towards the knees.
Further down toward the knees. Mm-hmm. Now, what's happening with the belt that is no longer secured together?
It kind of droops.
It kind of droops, kind of sprawled.
Yeah.
My belt, and this is a different one. You understand why. My belt, when my pants went down, laid right on the toilet seat. And it was not the good part of the toilet seat. It'd been flipped up.
Okay.
So, and previous people had been in there.
Yeah.
So my belt literally laid right down on previous visitors.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see. So it laid on the rim that might have been damp.
Now, before I go on with the story,
man.
What would Jimmy do?
Is the belt wet?
It laid on it. For me to succumb, or not to succumb, but to secure it, I would have to touch it. I'd have to touch it. And then, go ahead with your answer.
Wipe it off and wash my hands, man.
Oh, I was going to say call 911.
Yeah, I'd wipe it off and wash my hands. Go about my business. That's just me, though. I've had things like that happen before, and that's what I did then.
Now, I want you to look when I'm putting my belt back on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 holes in.
You should get a new belt.
Listen, you get out of my life.
Make another hole in there. I do the same thing, man. I got to have a belt, or I'm holding my pants up while I'm walking out of the store.
So when you take your pants down, do you do that the same way, though? Urinal versus toilet to pee?
But I do something that you'll think is gross and nobody would do.
You sit backwards on the toilet.
No, I can't physically. I
sit
will
there and play solitaire.
Oh, I see.
If I got the compression shorts, because I got a couple pair that don't have the flap.
Yeah.
So I got to pull all the way down too. I'll lean forward, so I'm over the toilet.
Like, do you put your hand on the wall and lean
both
over
hands.
The thing?
Yeah, which is cool here.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh my goodness.
So I depend on that on the belt. I mean, I do. It's not just there for accessory. Oh. It's there for it's got a function. So. I sat there for a minute and I thought about it. And I don't consider myself a germaphobe, except when it comes to feces and other bodily fluids. Most of them, actually. All of them, actually. Earwax, the whole deal. Mm-hmm. Snot.
In the bathroom.
So I'm sitting there like, what am I going to... I got a buggy half full sitting outside waiting on me. A buggy. It ain't a shopping cart. It's a buggy when you come past the Mason-Dixon line, damn it.
All right.
So what am I to do? I need the belt, but I ain't touching the belt. People already texting, dip it down in the water, and then what? You're gross.
Not that water. You could wash it in the sink, though, with soap and water. Zinni pointed that out on the text. I just wipe it off and go about
Zinni,
my business.
Zinni, you're a woman. You don't understand what us men have to go through and our crosses that we have to bear. I threw the belt away. I grabbed the belt on the other side, which thank God was the buckle part. I pulled that through my freaking pants and I throwed it out.
But then the dirty part still had to touch your whole waistband all the way around.
Regardless, I didn't have to touch it with my fingers.
But it's still on your pants, just like if you'd wiped it off and kept going.
Not exactly true.
Kind of.
Do you understand what I would have had to went through? So anyway.
Like if you dried it on your pants instead of drying it with the teepee, man.
The teepee?
Toilet paper.
Is that some kind of Native American joke you're trying to make? I thought so.
Maybe.
I threw it away, and then Adobe. I had to walk through finishing doing groceries, holding my pants up like this. Like, these are... Watch. Now, this is me just lollygagging around. I'm shopping.
I hope you zipped up at the store because you didn't in here.
Oh, whoa!
You don't shop like that.
Oh, my God!
Happy
dance. I just said my Publix in Publix. Oh, my God. No, it's a different store. You see that? My plight yesterday? Where'd my belt go?
It's on the floor.
Hmm.
Snake it, I bet you.
I threw the belt away.
Oh, you should have went back in the stock room and get something the bail cardboard
I
with.
I thought for a minute, like, you know what? If this had happened in Wally World, I'd been all right. I'd go over there, slip into the Faded Glory section, and pick up a new belt for like $4.
George, I'll have you know.
Be done with it.
George.
No, you're kind of a germaphobe. I think Jimmy's the least of the germaphobe, of the guys at least in here.
Yeah, I am.
What would you have done? Did I handle it wrong? I ain't made out of money.
I mean,
it's up to you.
In that moment, I probably would have done the same thing, wipe it off because I got to have it. But when I got home, I'd look at getting another one.
Well, I have three. I have two blacks and a brown.
So I got one.
I have one black and a brown now.
Fat boy, would you go home and throw it away or just wash it off?
I would wash it off in the store and put it back on. But when I got home, I'd throw it away and look for another one.
You don't need your belt as much as I do.
You don't cut your hands off every day. They get dirtier than that.
True.
But I ain't sitting there got dude pee on my hands.
Yeah, it's not another time.
You've touched things unclean with your hands. Probably worse than that, though.
I stopped handling other dudes with my hands.
Whole hand.
You have. You've touched all kind of dirty things with your hands.
You don't know my life.
Y'all should be cutting cut off from the elbows down because it might have germs on it. Plus, how are you going to be a germaphobe when we all have big beards and stuff,
that's
man?
That's true.
That's a germ magnet everywhere you go.
Again, I ain't letting guys finish on my face.
Well, maybe you should.
I'm sorry that happened to you and you were embarrassed.
Thank you. The only sympathy I get from the lady in the room.
But it does remind me of a Hillary song. That's drop
Clinton?
Drop your pants around your ankles. You shiver when you deliver. Remember that song?
No. Who's Hillary?
It was a band in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of funny.
Oh, my
God. So I would have been laughing at you at the store. But then I would have said, I'm very sorry that you're embarrassed, but you're making me laugh now.
But Paige, if you were a guy and this happened to you and your belt laid right across the rim of the toilet, everybody follow me here because this is radio.
Yeah.
It wasn't the toilet seat. The toilet seat was flipped up. This was on a moist rim of the toilet. And my belt laid across it as my pants went down.
I've seen that because I live with men that don't put the seat down. And
Paige lives in a harem.
No, I mean before.
You've lived with men.
Yeah, and that's gross. And I see how you feel, but
your belt away? It wasn't an expensive belt.
If I needed it to walk out of the store, I probably would have washed my hands, washed my hands again, and then I would have worn it, and then I would have thrown it away when I got home.
What?
You're supposed to put it up to your nose and then put it back on. That's what
you would have put it on and then washed it. You wash it off, put it on, and then throw it away when you got home.
No, I would have taken it and washed it and then washed my hands and then I would put the belt on. Washed it in the sink.
Now, was it clear?
Can you imagine walking in the bathroom, some guy's washing his belt in the sink? What the hell did you do in there?
Fat Boy gets me with this because he'd put it on and then throw it away when he got home.
She said the same thing Paige did.
It's weird.
I don't get that.
I would just wipe the belt off, then go home and like nothing happened because it's fine.
Was it clearly obvious that's what it landed in? Like you could see it.
It landed across the rim where, you know, as a guy, when the toilet seat's up and several people have went, there's condensation.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like clear. Hey, this is obvious. This is what this is.
Well, what else would it be?
It could have been some condensation.
It has bubbles in it.
If you had to take a seat in a public restroom or hover as you do, Matt.
I do.
And you got a little bit of the splashback on your flesh. What would you do? Go home and light yourself on fire?
Yes.
And throw your pants away? No.
I cut my butt off.
Be fine. Be fine. It's fine.
You ain't got no butt.
He take himself to the car.
You already did.
Man.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I had mentioned the other day when we were talking about the movie that you're in. That's the thing I neglect to mention is that Paige is filming a movie. If you hear us talk about Jeff and Joan, that is the movie that Paige is filming. It's a rom-com. I hate that I say
Why?
That.
Why? It's a romantic
This
comedy.
Makes it easier. A romantic comedy. Motion picture. Filming in parts of it even in Easley,
yes.
South Carolina?
Liberty.
It's going to be Leatherheads 2, isn't it? You're just not telling us. You call it Jeff and Joan, but it's really Leatherheads 2. It's you and Krasinski.
You know it's right.
Serene Stadium.
Me and George Clooney out on the field.
No, you get Krasinski. Paige is in Rudy, too. Rudy Pooh. Rudy Pooh, Candy oh, Ash, coming to theaters this fall.
That was your hamburger. Hut, hut.
Hut, hut. So, Paige, someone had told me, and this is the great thing about this being an upstate production, is like a lot of the people that are involved in it are from this area, so they know more than Paige even tells us. And somebody mentioned to me, I ain't going to tell you who it is, they were not talking out of turn. They were just saying, you got to ask Paige about this. And I did, thinking it was a joke. And you admitted that in this movie, you sing. Now, is this, I know you're very protective of the plot, as I mean, they
because,
are.
Yeah,
they haven't even told you the ending.
I don't even know the ending. I'm just at where I'm going to the next scene.
The waters will recede. You sing in it. Now, is this like a shower scene where you're showering with you're naked and you're singing along? Are you singing while you cook? Or is this a performance?
Ooh.
Are you on a stage?
Ooh, wouldn't that be fun if I was?
So protective of the plot. She wants people to go see it. She's blacked it out.
Don't say anything about it.
You know, I did disclose the boots that I'm wearing in the film, which is
which has nothing to do with the story. They're nice, but
and
that's just
someone asked me if that's the only thing I'm wearing in the film was boots.
Yeah, that's all you showed was just the shoes.
Hi, Louie Tactical.
Will it mess up the plot of Jeff and Joan if
I'm singing just wearing boots? It's great.
When you start doing these interviews for this, when you do your press junket, let the interviewer finish the question first, okay? Barbara Wallace will correct you on that. I know she will.
I'm sorry.
Connie Chung, all of them.
I apologize.
When you're singing this performance, can you tell us what song it is? Will that give away too much? Or the genre of music, even?
Oh, see, that was the tough part.
You cough if I say the genre, then you're not telling me. Rock and roll? Pop. Country, gospel, jazz, hip hop, psychedelic rock. What else is left?
All these standards.
Folk, Celtic. What did you say?
I think she coughed on folk.
Oh, she's coughed
standards,
on worse, I'll tell
standards.
You.
Oh, standards.
Standards. Okay. Kind of reaction. In that thing.
Oh, so something that's public domain then. So
no,
you don't have to,
no, it's not public domain.
Pay up for the publishing.
No.
It had to be you.
Something along that.
Singing to Nelson, ain't I, baby?
Blue.
Yes.
Bada bee, da da ba, bada bee.
That was bada bee. Rico Five.
Happy birthday.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Paid it back with a brand new invention. What is the song?
I can't tell you. It would ruin the scene.
We thought about it yesterday. The trifecta, the Holy Trinity. We thought about it. Me, Fatboy, and Nine. Yesterday, we're talking about, has Paige ever sang on the show? Without a taste.
I'm so good.
And we did secure a clip.
Yay.
What year was this from again? Do you know?
Was it 12?
It's got to be 2011 or 2012.
Okay.
See if you remember this little ditty.
Which one? Oh, this is so good. I'm playing the guitar too.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just
I love this.
Before it rained. He rode us all the way to New Orleans.
That's me on guitar. No hands. Get it. Unless you missed a line here.
Singing soft while Bobby sang the verse. When Joe White first left the time, I was
on the Bobby. Look at her.
We sang
She's so
every
embarrassed.
Song the driver knew.
That was getting good. I love
this
part.
Oh, here it is.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Yeah.
Sound like Marla Hooch.
Nothing. Now that honey bit ain't free.
No.
But feeling good was easy, love. When he sang the blues.
Oh.
You know, feeling good.
good, because you're good enough for me. Stop making me laugh. Good enough for me and my Bobby and me.
Is that good? I can't wait to go do that. I'm going to go sing trivia right now at a bar.
I am willing to share my melon.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
She's going to answer karaoke.
Karaoke. I'm drunk already.
I'm proud of my breasts.
Well, you should be.
Only one, though. I want more information on the bedroom scene you told us a little bit. You told us it exists, but that's all we know is that there is one.
Is it between you and my... Is it with Jeff?
It's me and eight guys.
Cowboy's gonna buy a ticket. Yes!
That's D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-P.
I'm an investor.
Bang.
Just send my paycheck straight to the
eight guys. They're moving furniture. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
No, they were the crew.
Oh, my God.
That was beautiful.
Oh. Yeah, I've never had eight. Through. You know, it was so funny we were filming. I've never had eight guys in my bedroom before.
What?
Ever.
You won't hear Amy Wood make that joke.
It was awkward.
I said no.
Please don't think that I had anything for me.
Are you singing during the bedroom scene?
Wouldn't that be great?
It's a question you can answer.
No, I'm not.
It's a question.
Is this some kind of marketing plan that was laid out by some ad agency? Because you've got me wanting to see this movie so bad, and I'm not getting a damn royalty penny off of it. It's just so interesting.
Do you know what? The blooper roll is going to be better than the movie.
Reels. Yeah. What do I have to teach you?
Blooper roll.
Blooper roll.
Fat Boy, did you ever find the other clip of Paige singing that other song? Is it still around? Does it exist?
Let me look.
Oh, you didn't look for it?
I had the other one.
Oh, my God. Please be.
Oh, the one that I sent you.
The Divine.
Ask for two.
It was already in. This is for you, buddy.
Oh, we got a buzzer in 2019.
I am so good.
Fantastic.
I am so good.
Will you be seeing a voice teacher, whatever that's called?
For what? For what purpose?
Oh, you just heard what we played.
That was great. I did hear it.
But Pedro will be the only person that sings in English, but the transcripts will be up so you know what she's saying.
Hey, that was beautiful. That was almost better than your Reba.
I want to sing with Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
I love Lil Wayne. Paige sounds like she's swallowing her tongue when she says Lil Wayne.
Yes.
Lil.
Say it without thinking about
Little
it.
Lil Wayne.
No, you're thinking about it again.
See?
I think I got one.
Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
See what,
Lil Wayne.
See what this one is.
Oh, I got a love that keeps me waiting. Oh,
Black Keys.
I got a love that keeps me
Black karaoke.
I'm a lonely boy. I'm a lonely boy.
Ooh, yeah.
So I got a love that keeps me waiting.
This is like a Christmas song.
It's the best ever.
That'll work for two.
Oh, my gosh.
What was the other one you were referencing, though? I don't remember.
At one point, she's saying, when I think about you, I touch myself.
Okay.
That's
Old Divinals.
My album. Yeah.
The
D-Vinals.
Give me a second here.
That was great. Because she didn't sing it with nearly the vigor I just hit it with.
Watch out. Is this an Ella Fitzgerald song you're singing?
What song?
People are guessing.
You got it?
I got it.
Oh, yes, please.
This is Paige singing about touching herself.
Well, hang on. Let me pop it up and upsample it a second here.
Yeah, do it. Make it loud.
God. Yeah. Look at this. A bedroom scene and she sings? Let me know. I'll buy the tickets on Adam right now. That's a movie app thing.
When I think about you, I touch myself. Oh, I don't want anybody else. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Going eight of them.
Oh, no.
This is a good part.
You're the one who makes me come running. You're the sun who makes me shine. You're around. I'm always laughing. You're the one who makes me come running.
How do you do that? I think you just got black eyes.
That's so good.
Oh, I can't wait to see the movie now.
I know, it's like brilliant minds behind this one. A bedroom scene. You get a bedroom suit. That's your payment for the movie.
I do.
You get to keep the bed that you perform in. Some people keep the wardrobe. Paige is keeping a dresser and a chiffarobe.
Yes.
And boots.
And the boots.
Those boots are going to be walking. I'm excited.
Oh my God.
Ooh. What?
She did that one too, right?
What?
The walking boots.
Yeah,
song.
I did that. Yeah, she did that. Walking.
Did I do that?
Yeah, Nancy Sinatra, you did that. Because we used to do Rise Guys Idol back when that show was a big thing,
and then we
would do the, what was the karaoke bit we would do?
Black
Karaoke's.
We did that, yeah. It was just like karaoke championship. We had the belt for it.
Yeah, that's right, the karaoke championship. Nine, you won that one.
Yeah, several times.
We are all such good singers on the show.
I mean, I know.
Hands down. And then, I'm the best, but I mean, you guys are okay.
She sang a whole song one time, too. I mean, H-O-L-E.
Yes.
Oh. Celebrity Skin?
I think Celebrity Skin, yeah.
Oh, my God, I hear it.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, please.
Ready?
Yes, please.
Yes. Here goes. That's the best one ever.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I want to be. Walking steady. A demonology. Yeah. Yes, it's never made it. Yeah.
Wait.
Now look at my face. My name is might have been. My name is never was. My name's forgotten. Hey, so glad I made it. Yeah.
It sounds like a siren.
Hey, she's just jealous.
Here goes. It's a good part.
It's the best part.
When I wake up in my makeup, it's too early for that dress, wilted and faded. We're Hollywood, I'm glad I came here with your pound of flesh.
God, Courtney Love Hives. Probably a little better.
That's her alter ego, Courtney Hate.
That's her.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
The voice of an angel. Really.
I really am.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say this. Your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one
morning show. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.